Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hello everyone, Steve Hoare here. Welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bites Ours podcast. Monday, September the 18th. Hope all is well wherever you are. Yeah, a couple of news stories to touch upon in a minute. We've got Trent Alexander-Arnold talks about a new contract and Liverpool reportedly showing interest in Athletic Bilbao winger Nico Williams. Yeah, not Nico Williams, formerly of Liverpool fullback fame. No, this is obviously the Spanish international currently running down his contract at Bilbao. So yeah, before we get on to that, just very, very quickly, on this very feed, you might have listened to it already if you haven't by the time this all goes out a bit later on. But yeah, the Originals podcast, we're a bit more in depth on the Wolves game and a bit look ahead to the future. That is there all for you. This is just a news update. So if you're wondering, where's the match stuff, Steve? Well, first of all, loads of it available on the YouTube or on the podcast feeds as well. And there'll be more coming later on. And there's loads on Red Men Plus as well. The final word, instant match reaction, is all there for you. So let's move on to the news stuff then. So first of all, according to a few outlets, this one's from TalkSport. I thought 90 Min done a little piece as well on this. But Liverpool opened new contract talks with Trent Alexander-Arnold. Yet the Liverpool vice captain is currently set to be out of contract in the summer of 2025. But Liverpool have already opened contract talks with him about a new deal. Now, again, if you listen to SpotRack or you read SpotRack, it's like online. They do a decentest job of weekly salaries per player and all that kind of stuff. What people are reportedly earning now, again, isn't always 100% on. It's kind of a bit of an educated guess, but with some background information as well. They say that Trent Alexander-Arnold is currently earning around £180,000 a week on his deal. Does put him in the top five of Liverpool's earners. It puts him behind Van Dijk, it puts him behind Salah, of course, and Thiago and Alisson Becker. Now, it'd be interesting to see where this new deal takes Trent on that particular list. Virgil van Dijk is currently on earning reportedly somewhere around £220,000 a week. Mo Salah's on way more, of course, somewhere around £350-ish. I don't think Trent's going to get that much money, I might be wrong. But it'd be funny to see where Trent gets on this deal. Is he going to get more than Virgil? Is the vice-captain going to be earning more than the captain? Is he going to slot in somewhere above Thiago in the 200,000 range, similar to where Alisson Becker is? Time will tell, but yes, I think it's really positive that Liverpool are getting this done. There's zero chance that Liverpool want Trent to leave. I'm hoping there's zero chance that Trent wants to leave as well. Get this done now, get it done early, get it boxed off. Don't have to worry about it for a few more years. Because actually, he's out of contract. There's still this year and next season to go, so there's no massive rush. But you never want to get to a season where one of your best players is entering his final year. It's not good for Liverpool, it's not good for the player, it's not good for anybody. You find it becomes a massive conversation. The last thing Liverpool would ever want would be to lose Trent for free. I don't think that would ever happen. But if it's a really good one, like I say, Liverpool are obviously going to reward him. When he signed his last contract in 2021, he was still a key part of the team, but obviously his standing has grown even more in the last couple of years. Again, like I say, he's now the vice captain of the football club. He's the heir to the throne of that captaincy. He'll captain Liverpool further down the line. I'm sure he will one day when Virgil van Dijk's no longer here and Trent still is. Then Trent will be the Liverpool captain. But good news on that front. Liverpool opening talks with Trent. And of course, as and when anything is announced further down the line, we'll respond as and when in due course. But yeah, really good news for that one. Then the second story, then this one comes from AS over in Spain. According to their report, Liverpool are one of the teams who are interested in signing Athletic Bilbao winger Nico Williams on a free transfer. According to the report, although Bilbao are in deep in conversations about extending his deal, and they're quite confident that he can get one done. Liverpool and Barcelona are said to be sniffing around as well. So the 21-year-old winger, Spanish international, of course, plays on the right-hand side, predominantly for Bilbao. He's played 89 games for them at the age of 21. He's got 12 goals and 11 assists in those time. If he is available for free, or maybe with some type of compensation deal, depending on how that would all pan out, it would be a no-brainer, really, wouldn't it? Like I say, John, I'm going to make sure I get this pronunciation as half right as I can, Uriarte, I'm going to go with that one, who is the president of Bilbao, says Nico and his family, like I say, including Iñaki, his brother, who's also on the books at Bilbao, are very happy and they love the club and they love the project. But he said that we're working hard on both sides so that he can stay rather. But yeah, the fact that it's gotten to a stage where he's into the final year of his contract, come January, he can talk to players for nothing. Sorry, you can talk to other teams rather and about a possible free transfer in the summer, especially teams like Liverpool who were abroad. Aston Villa are reportedly interested in as well. I'm guessing Unai Emery's had a little bit of a say on that one. Maybe knows a player from Spain. He obviously missed the game at the weekend. He was injured. He got injured when Spain played against Cyprus. But that also shows, like a young 21-year-old kid in and around the first team of Spain, playing loads of games in La Liga for Athletic Bilbao, a team who have produced some high-quality players just like his brother. Interesting reading, like I say, it looks like Bilbao are still the favourites to get him, but if Liverpool are looking to get a potential bargain signing on this, and I'm not saying he's the Mo Salah replacement per se, but if you're going to try and sign a young player to come in and help mould perhaps and maybe grow into what Salah, well, even half what Salah's become, he'd be a very, very good player. But interesting that Liverpool are sniffing around. It'd be foolish that they're not. I like when Liverpool are always involved. Again, there was talk when Gavi was coming out of contract that they were kind of having a little sniff around him. Go and get yourselves in the conversation. Like I say, the likelihood is he probably ends up staying at Bilbao, given how close his family ties are to that club. Barcelona is always an option as well, and who doesn't want to play for Barcelona in Spain? I think a lot of Spanish players have the dream of playing for Barca. But go to Liverpool in it. Go and have the conversations. Go and have the chat. See what you can do. Would he be interested? How much money would he want? What's he looking for? Go and have as many of these conversations as you can. Get yourselves involved in them and see what happens. I love the way AS report that the Liverpool are, quote, on the prowl. I like that. Jörg Schmadtke, I'm imagining him like camouflaged up with binoculars or something. I don't know about it in the Basque country over in Spain. But one to keep an eye on, he's a very, very promising young player. He's played a lot of games in the top flight of Spain. Like I say, Liverpool like to see lads a lot before they sign them. Obviously, that isn't always the case. They can't always do it. And if they're really young, they'll take a punt. But a player who's played 89 full competitive games for Bilbao, I think, what's that, over 60 of those have come in La Liga as well. I think almost 70 of them, 71 of them, something like that, have come in La Liga. So they've certainly got enough data on him. They kind of know what he is, potentially what he could be as well. Like I say, 12 goals and 11 assists in his Bilbao career. So the numbers aren't spectacular. What's that, 23 goal involvements, maybe one every three games or so. Which isn't brilliant, but as a young lad, it's not half a bad place to start. So keep an eye on that one. Like I say, it's just a name to keep an eye on. Nico Williams of Bilbao is certainly, it looks like it is on Liverpool's radar anyway. I mentioned before, guys, at the top of the show, the Originals podcast that is available soon on this channel, if not already. Go over to redmenplus.com. The Final Word is there with me, Steve Plunk and Ross Chanley. The Bias Football podcast will be there as well. I've got Journo Insight returning on Tuesday, a couple of expert insights that Dan Clubb's got lined up as well. If you want to know a little bit more about LASK, Liverpool's opponents in the Europa League this week, there'll be an opposition preview over there as well. So plenty to get excited about around Liverpool Football Club. So you can tune in video or podcast forms over on redmenplus.com, as well as on this podcast feed and as on YouTube as well. So yeah, I'm going to sign off there. Thanks very much for listening. There'll be another Bite Size tomorrow. See you all later.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.